I mean, not everything I see in the paranormal I can explain.
Dr. Mark Farley, founder of the St. Louis Paranormal Research Society, has seen quite a few things that defy explanation at the Seven Gates.
There's like three or four shadow figures that were standing on top. Yeah, you could, it was a full moon that night, and you could see them. We shined our flashlight up there and we saw them. And we just left. I said, ah.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
The Seven Gates are a system of railroad trestles outside Collinsville.
According to the urban legend, if you drive through all seven gates, and you drive through all seven gates and approach the seventh gate at midnight, you're supposed to be transported back into hell.
Or some demonic creature would come and greet you. I've heard that version of the story too.
We had to drive through gate one, then gate two to meet Dr. Farley between gates three and four, a place he says is a hotbed for paranormal activity.
This is where I saw the ball of light that kind of moved, followed the train down into the creek bed, came back up, and went out of sight. And another thing that was really weird here, years ago, we would always find animal carcasses, dogs, deer, strewn through here. And you would be here at night and you would hear dogs barking. And it always seemed like the dogs were getting closer, almost like they were on top of you. And they never come. That's the story though. People talk about hellhounds.
And people in Collinsville have definitely been talking. Many come out at night, especially around this time of year, to get a glimpse at something ghostly.
People have been out here numbering the gates. You can see which one is which, and clearly there's an interest.
Yeah, I mean, for years, people have spray painted these gates.
Whether you believe the rumors or not, the gates are dangerous for another very real reason.
What is that also?
Because a lot of kids would be down here, a lot of teenagers would be in the middle of the night, and people fly down this road at night, and kids have been hit.
Dr. Farley says he has a photo of a spirit at the spot a car crashed on the side of gate four.
I have a picture of an apparition. You can see her in a hoodie standing like that.
Turns out Collinsville has a couple of celestial corners on the outskirts of the city. About 10 minutes down the road and past gates five and six, we come to Acid Bridge.
Just got that feeling here that you are never alone.
Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. So in this video, I'm going to be talking about the seven deadly sins. All right. Now, this video is not to scare you or fearmonger you or make you think like, hey, you know, if you commit any of these sins, you're going to die. No, but I'm going to explain like how a lot of these spirits, all right, that represent a lot of these sins, all right, are latched on to us. All right. Now, these things can happen through music, movies, you know, friends that we hang around with. So one of the first seven deadly sins, all right, is pride. All right, now pride is a representation of Lucifer. Okay, Lucifer was very prideful. All right, now In the Bible, there is a scripture that quotes Lucifer saying, "I will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." All right. So now with him wanting to be like God, you know, that's pretty prideful, which is why we see a lot of these people, okay, these people, you know, throughout entertainment, you know, they claim that they're gods, right? And, you know, we don't have the capabilities that God may have, all right? Now, another sin that is considered to be deadly is going to be greed, all right? Greed. Now, greed comes from the demon mammon, all right? Now, in the Bible, it is said to be that money is the representation of mammon, all right? Where it says you cannot serve God and mammon, all right? Now, but mammon is actually one of the seven princes of hell, all right, who was said to bring wealth and greed, all right? Now, many people are actually conflicted with the spirit of greed, all right? Though they may use a viewpoint as to say, well, yo, I got to get this money to feed my family, right? Or another one may be money over bees and hoes, right? Now, this mind state is what makes people moralless, all right? Now, the third one is actually pretty typical, and I would actually say this is the most dangerous sin of them all. Okay, this is the most deadliest one, if you ask me, and it's going to be lust. Okay, now lust, the spirit of lust actually comes from Asmodeus. Okay, Asmodeus is a demon, all right, who rules over the second level of hell. Okay, now he controls man and woman's sexual desires. All right. He feeds actually off of the Jezebel spirit and can cause substantial, all right, amounts of chaos. All right. Now, like I said, lust may be probably the deadliest of all of these. All right. You know, prime example, there have been many men out there that have lost their lives due to conflict over a lustful woman. Okay. Now there have also been women who have lost their lives over a lustful man. All right. But, you know, when we take a look at how this is designed today, we are in a, overly sexualized, environment. All right. 99% of the female rappers today promote the lustful behavior to the younger generation. Right. Why? Because record companies know, all right, this is man and woman's weakness. All right, we all like what's appealing to the eye. All right, and you know, most of us may ignore danger, all right, just for a few moments of pleasure. Okay, now, you know, when we take a look at this, it's everywhere. Okay, you can go on social media, all right, and you know, your explore page will have a man or a woman up there that you may find appealing to the eye. All right. And this is all, you know, the spirit of Asmodeus. And I'm going to break it down why these things are being used throughout technology as well. All right. Now, the fourth deadliest sin is going to be envy. Okay. Now, envy comes from the demon Beelzebub. All right. Now, Beelzebub actually controls the seventh level of hell. Okay, he's at the bottom. All right, but many people associate Beelzebub with Satan, but honestly, he's actually one of the seven princes of hell as well, according to demonology. All right, now Beelzebub is the lord of flies. All right, which brings up ironically, you know, all of these bugs that are being spotted everywhere. All right, you know, I don't know, they're putting technology in these bugs. I don't know what's going on, but there's these bugs are everywhere, right? And he's actually the lord of the flies. All right, now envy is a sin, in my opinion, of the mentally disturbed. All right, those that are actually envious are delusional beings to believe, you know, what another person actually earned and has, okay, should be theirs or even more. All right, now, time and time again, we've seen a lot of these young men, young rappers, okay, lose their lives to worthless pieces of jewelry, okay? And, you know, it's sad because, you know, the people that are actually envious of these rappers, right? Because they feel as if, okay, he's got a nice chain, I'm going to take it, right? When all reality, you didn't earn that, okay? But, you know, these robberies that turn bad with these rappers are basically pointless, all right? It makes no sense to me, all right? Because killing someone over jewelry, all right, or money that you think they have, all right, will not change your life forever, okay? So with you having the spirit of envy, you're actually being tricked by Beelzebub to appear to think that that person may have more than you, right? It's a spirit that's within you to make you think, okay, I deserve that, all right? Now, number five is going to be gluttony, all right? Now, gluttony does not consist of just, you know, food, okay? But it goes in hand to hand with the demon Belphegor, okay? Now, Belphegor, like I said, is also one of the seven princes of hell, but more acknowledged in the Kabbalah, okay? So a lot of people that practice the Kabbalah actually pray to Belphegor, all right? Now, Belphegor actually, like I said, is the spirit of gluttony. He actually helps lazy people, okay, make discoveries that will make them rich, all right? This is no joke. It sounds crazy, but there are a lot of people out there that are talentless, okay? They are talentless. And you say, well, how are they famous? What are they famous for? Absolutely nothing, okay? And that's pretty much, you know, what you know, the spirit of Belphegor does, okay? Now, like I said, he doesn't only consist of overeating, but wanting more than you can consume, all right? Now, this also goes in hand to hand with greed as well, all right? Now, I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever just ate a meal and seen a video pop up, you know, of your food on your timeline or whatever, and you desire it even after you ate, right? Now, it's not your fault that, you know, you desiring to see that food. Now, if we take a look at the god Prometheus, right, who is the god of technology, all right, this entity wants to push gluttony on you, all right? Now, let's take another look, right? Side note, if Prometheus is the god of tech and knowledge, right, and we look something up that we don't know about on Google, all right, the knowledge is now at our fingertips, all right, without actually calling, all right, physically on these deities for the knowledge, all right? Now, I'm not saying that we should remain ignorant, all right, but I'm pointing out, you know, how we actually all have been accepting these spirits, whether we know it or not, okay, through things like technology and things of that nature, right? But I'm going to focus back on gluttony. Now, this is why you have pagan holidays like Thanksgiving that actually pay homage to these deities, all right, like Belphegor, all right, who wants us to overindulge, all right? Now, the sixth deadliest sin is going to be wrath, all right? Now, when we take a look at wrath, right, wrath is actually connected to Satan. This goes in hand to hand with violence, anger, you know, the worst a person can do, all right? Now, in Revelations 12:12, I'm going to point this out here where it says, woe for the earth and for the sea, because the devil has gone down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has a short time, okay? So when we see all of these disasters happening on you know, on earth with these fires and floods and over playing with the weather, all of these things, you know, people getting sick, all of these things, all right, are part of Satan's wrath, all right? Has nothing to do with God, all right? It's all a part of Satan's wrath, all right? Now, when we see this, right, he's actually collecting as many souls as possible. All right, when we see people lose their lives, unfortunately, you know, believe it or not, you know, we don't know what these people are involved in. All right, but, you know, I'm just going to say this. I'll be honest with y'all. You know, those that actually don't know of God or even acknowledge him or his existence, all right, are the people that are actually affected by Satan's wrath, all right? And I'll give you another example. You know, let's say an atheist or a devil worshiper, right? They still acknowledge God, whether they know it or not, all right? By you actually turning your back, all right, you're still actually embracing God's existence, all right? But in the end, you know, you're going to have to make a decision or a choice, all right, on what you're going to do. So when we see a lot of these disasters and people getting hurt, and, you know, this is all Satan's wrath, all right? This is all his wrath. Now, the seventh is going to be sloth, all right? Now, this is pretty interesting about the sin sloth, right? But it's ran by the god Abaddon, right? Now, who is also known as Apollyon. All right, now, Apollyon is the ruler of the bottomless pit, okay, and he causes destruction, basically. All right, now, we've seen music videos, you know, of rappers falling down in bottomless pits time and time again, right? But this is actually to define sloth, all right? It's basically one that brushes off helping others, knowing that they are capable of doing so, all right? So I'll give you a prime example of slothic behavior, all right? Now, this is no shade to anyone, but we see a lot of these topics being talked about, all right? But the belief system of not helping one another, all right? Causing separation within the household, men over here, women over there, right? Nobody's coming together to actually help, because it's a, you know, every man for themselves situation. Everybody's out for themselves, right? But we're able to help each other, all right? But it's more or less like, what can you do for me, all right? Basically laziness, all right? Separating from one another or causing division is a form of laziness, all right? This is slothic behavior. All right, and there are a lot of people out here that believe that everything should be given to them, all right, without them giving anything in return, okay? And this type of behavior, all right, is, you know, pretty negative, all right? I'll be honest with you. It causes a lot of conflict. It causes debates, causes confusion, all right? One person is being taken advantage of while the other person is reaping the benefits off of another individual, right? Which is unfair. It's unfair treatment. All right, but I'm gonna give you guys the solution to a lot of these situations, or the seven deadly sins, I should say. All right, now the first one was going to be pride, right? Now, the way that we would defeat pride would be humility, all right? Being more humble, not being so prideful. You know, if someone offers you something, you know, kindly say no thank you if you don't need it. But if you do, you know, just show humility. Okay, you're not a bad person for accepting, okay, some help from someone. All right, the second one would be greed. All right, now the way that you combat greed, it kind of falls on what a lot of these rappers do as far as with charity, right? You know, when they go and they show and flaunt money, right, then they always say, yeah, you know, I just gave back to the hood and things of that nature. You know, you have to balance out the greed with charity, okay, because you have an overabundance of it. It's not just for you, all right? Now, the third one is going to be lust, all right? Now, we see a lot of people practicing restraining from sexual desires as of lately, right? But the way to defeat lust is going to be with chastity, all right? Remaining to yourself, all right, until you find the correct person, right? That's how it's supposed to be, By doing this, all right, you actually fight off that demon of Asmodeus, okay? And, you know, these spirits can't live on you anymore once you, you know, deny them, okay, of what they actually want. All right, now the fourth one is going to be envy, okay? Now, the way that you combat envy is going to be with gratitude, all right? Just show your appreciation to a person, all right, instead of, you know, having envious, you know, desires for them. Yo, you know, I like what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? Just show your appreciation for that person. All right. Now, the fifth is going to be gluttony. All right. Now, the way that you combat gluttony is with temperance. All right. Restraining your desires, basically. All right. So if you have a over desire to smoke or drink, right, you have to restrain your desires. Okay. You have to restrain your desires. All right. Now, six is going to be wrath. All right. Now, in order to fight the devil's wrath, we must have patience. All right. This is why they say patience is a virtue. Okay. Because if you move too quickly, all right, off of impulse, you'll make a mistake. All right. This is why we have to be very, very careful with the decisions we make in anything we do. All right. Just don't follow what you may see another person doing or saying. You know, take your own advice. All right. Now, the last is going to be sloth. Right. Now, the way that you defeat sloth is by being diligent. All right. Now, being more supportive and helpful to others. All right. To be able to basically provide resources. All right. And when you do this, all right, you'll feel a lot better. All right, because you're not feeding, like I said, those spirits, all right, that, you know, require a lot of these things that we do. And I'm speaking as of we, because I'm including myself as well. All right. But, you know, every day is a constant challenge. All right. And, you know, we have to keep God first regardless, you know, because it's always a constant fight. You know, they're constantly trying to attack us, you know, and when I see this, I realize that, you know, a lot of people are going through situations that are causing this. All right. So I hope I broke this down for you guys and gave you guys clear detail on how a lot of this stuff takes place. All right. With that being said, y'all, peace and blessings. I'm going to get to more videos for y'all.